بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لما كان يوم حنين آثر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ناسا في القسمة فأعطى الأقرع بن حابس 100 من الإبل وأعطى عيينة بن حصن مثل ذلك وأعطى ناسا من أشراف العرب وآثرهم يومئذ في القسمة. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that after the Battle of Hunain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave preference to some people in the distributing of the booty. When the spoils of war were being distributed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave some people more than the others. He gave 100 camels to Aqra' bin Habis radiallahu anhu, 100 camels to Uyayna bin Hisan radiallahu anhu, and he also gave to some noblemen of the Arabs, and he gave them preference in the distribution. فقال رجل, one man objected. He said, والله إن هذه قسمة ما عدل فيها وما أريد فيها وجه الله. This man mentioned, by Allah, this distribution of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just. It is neither for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقلت, so Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, والله لأخبرن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When he heard this man saying this, he took a qasam in Allah, I will inform Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which you have mentioned. فأتيته فأخبرته بما قال. I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and I mentioned to him what this man had said. فتغير وجهه حتى كان كالصف. The color of the face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم changed. The face of his changed color to very red. And then he said, ثُمَّ قَالْ فَمَنْ يَعْدِلُ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْدِلِ اللَّهُ رَسُولُهُ. Who can be just then if Allah and His Rasul is not just? Can there be any person more just? ثُمَّ قَالْ. Then Rasulullah said, يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مُوسَى قَدْ أُوذِيَ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرَ. May Allah have mercy upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was given even more taklif than I have been given. He was troubled even more than I am, and he was patient. فقلت لا جرم لا أرفع إليه بعدها حديثا متفق عليه. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala then said, I thought to myself, in future I will most certainly not inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam of any of these things. The lesson from here is that this was the wrong statement made by this person. Nabi Kareem Sam gave these people more camels simply for the reason that they were new Muslims. They were very prominent people in the time of Jahiliyyah. And now when they accepted Islam, Rasulullah SAW to bring them more closer to Islam and to strengthen that bond with Islam, Rasulullah SAW gave them more camels than the rest. The rest were older Muslims and he had the trust in them that they would not mind. And therefore he gave these people, these new Muslims, more of the spoils of war. And more than that, when Rasulullah was told this, even though the color of his face changed, he was upset, he was disturbed. But immediately he thought of another Nabi who was given even more taklif, that is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he made sabr. Rasulullah also then made sabr. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه حتى يوافي به يوم القيامة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء وإن الله تعالى إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط رواه الترمذي وقال حديث الحسن. سيدنا أنس رضي الله عنه says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah desires good for his servant, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastens punishment for him in this world as a recompense for his sins. So when Allah wants good for the person, Allah will not punish him in the hereafter, but Allah gives him all the punishment here in this world. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wish good for any person, he desires evil for his servant, then he withholds his punishment for his sin, of his sins, so that he gives him full punishment in the hereafter. So sometimes a person goes through difficulties, calamities, because of his sins, Allah Ta'ala gives him all the punishment here in the dunya. So when he goes to the akhirat, he's free of any sins. He's already cleaned out, he's washed out, he's purified. And then there's no punishment in the akhirat. The punishment of the akhirat is far more severe than the punishment in this world. Rasulullah also mentioned, إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءَ مَا عِظَمِ الْبَلَاءَ. The greater the difficulties, the greater the reward. The more the tests and trials and tribulations and pain and suffering a person goes in this world, there is more reward for him. When Allah loves a nation, He puts them through trials and tribulations. And that's why we see around us in the world, people are going through difficulties. Then remember that their sawab is much more. And they are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why they're going through this. One who accepts shall receive the pleasure of Allah. Whatever the punishment is and he accepts it, then he gets the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who is displeased, he shall receive the rat of Allah. So, فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِتَ فَلَهُ السُخْتَ. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand these ahadith. Instead of pointing fingers, ma'adallah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why are you punishing this person, why this calamity, why this trial and tribulation? The more closer a person is to Allah, the severe the calamity and the greater the reward. And Allah ta'ala is saving the person from the punishment of the akhirat. May Allah protect all of us and protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight we'll be trying to sight the moon, inshallah. If the moon is sighted, and if Eid is on tomorrow, that is Friday, our Jummah Salah will be, Azan will be at 12:15, and 12:30 will be the khutbah. So please pass on the message to others so that they do not come here late and miss the Jummah Salah in this masjid. You can go to any masjid you want, but if Eid is on Jummah, that is tomorrow, 12:15 will be Adhan, there will be no bayan, and at 12:30 precisely, inshallah, will be the khutbah, inshallah. And Eid Salah will be taking place in his masjid. Mawlana Talha Rawat will be performing the Eid here. The time is on the board, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.